important to you, but the answer is still no.
Mother, this is totally unfair.
What's the matter, Karen? Mom will let you get that boob job you've been yakking about?
Very funny, Al, but this is serious. I was modeling at Peterson's, and the photographer recommended me for a major job in Chicago. But Mom won't let me go.
Look, all I'm saying is doing some local department store ads is one thing, but big-time modeling is grown-up work, and you are only 15 years old.
But, Mom, you know modeling is my dream. You're being completely unreasonable.
No, I'm not. Al, do you think I'm being unreasonable?
Yes, but since you're ruining Karen's life, I'm okay with it.
I am not trying to ruin your life. I'm only doing what any good parent would do.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, honey. Look, I'll prove it. Frank, we need your opinion as a parent. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, today I was offered a big modeling job in Chicago.
Whoa! That's terrific! What a break! You know, some people wait their whole lives for something like that.
So you think I should take the job?
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer.
Thanks, Frank. You're the best.
Karen, wait a minute.
Well, isn't that something, honey? What'd I do? What?
Nothing, Frank. Only the next time I want your opinion, I will tell you what it is.
Mount Everest with less gear than this.
Yes, but they don't care how they look. Bye, Frank.
Thanks. My arm was starting to cramp up.
Yeah, but Frank, I got Carol stuff right here. Boy, wouldn't you love to go to Chicago and see the Sears Tower? 110 stories, man. They must have some humongous tool department, huh?
Oh, Cody, there's no actual Sears store in the Sears Tower.
Wow. Somebody should have told them that before they named the building.
They're not all as smart as you, Codeman.
I hear you, Uncle Frank. I'm gonna load up the car. Day-o, day-o. Daylight come and me wanna go. Day, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day. Oh, daylight come and me wanna go. Home.
My brother's son. What the hell happened to my brother?
Frank.
What?
Frank, great news. Dana's upstairs. She's sick as a dog.
Whoopee! You want me to break out some party hats?
No, I don't mean I'm glad that she's sick. It's just that since I'll have to stay home and take care of her, I'll have to cancel Karen's trip to Chicago.
Oh, no. Honey, Karen has her heart set on this modeling job. You have to go to Chicago with her.
But what about Dana?
I know how to take care of sick children. Now, you have to take Karen to Chicago.
Okay, fine. But if Karen ends up moving to Paris, becomes a supermodel, and we end up with Mick Jagger as a son-in-law, it'll be all your fault.
I'll miss you too, dear.
Hi, Frank.
You look like death on toast.
I know. I've got a stuffy nose and the flu. What's your excuse?
Oh, I get it. You're one of those people who gets cranky when they're sick. What a surprise.
Wow. This is the big time. I read that this studio has been used to shoot over 100 magazine covers, 20 album covers, and 6 Playboy Playmates. Everyone, gather around, please.
Welcome, ladies. We have a lot of work to do today, but before we begin, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Jeffrey Howell.
I'm Jeffrey's assistant, Marie.
I'm Zoshka.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Karen.
I'm Carol.
Carol, darling, I think you're in the wrong studio. They're doing the full-figure bra shoot next door.
Oh, I'm not here for that, but thank you. No, I'm here as a mother. Karen's my daughter.
Oh, a mother. Marie, will you please show Carol to the special mother's section way over on the other side of the studio?
This way?
Wait. I don't know if you realize that Karen is only 15 years old.
Mother?
Well, I just think it's best that I stay nearby.
Of course you do. You're a mother. You want to hover about and make my life completely miserable.
No. I won't say a word, I promise.
They all do. All right, first off, we'll be shooting these evening dresses.
Excuse me.
Oh, 4 seconds. A new record. What is it, Karen's mother?
Well, excuse me. Seeing as how Karen is only 15 years old, I thought maybe she could wear a little shawl or a wrap with these.
How about a parka? With a great big furry hood.
I'm sorry, am I in the way?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, okay. You won't hear another word out of me.
Well, we can dream, can't we?
Did you hear a ringing out here?
That's me. My throat's a little scratchy, so I thought instead of calling you and wearing out my voice, I could just ring this bell.
That's a great idea. Here, I made you some toast.
Oh, white toast?
Yeah.
Gee, I'd rather have whole wheat.
Whole wheat. Okie doke.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Take the crust off my toast. Bob always does that for me when I'm sick.
No crust. Got it.
Yeah. Put just a smidge of marmalade on it.
Smidge. Fine. Can I see that bell? Oh, gee. Broke. Smidge. I'll give her a smidge.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Doogie. What's with the mask?
Dana's germs are everywhere. And when I get the flu, I'm puking every 20 minutes. You can set your watch by it.
Thanks for sharing.
No problem.
Hey, Phantom of the Kitchen. Hey, what's happening, Uncle Frank?
Dana's temperature's down. And the ringing has stopped in my ears.
Oh, you're lucky. Man, mine started ringing at a Metallica concert. Didn't stop till I got my head stuck in the ball return at the bowling alley. Of course, that's when my double vision started.
Yeah, well, that'll do it, all right.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, boys.
Hey, Cody. We're ready to go down to the park and shag some flies as soon as Brendan can find his mitt.
It's on the floor in the living room.
Oh, yuck. I don't want to go in there. I'll get Dennis germs.
Well, don't worry, little cuz, dude. The code man's here. I'll get your mitt.
Come on. Okay.
So, Dana. Have you seen Brendan's mitt anywhere about?
It's over there.
Oh.
Buck says he doesn't find the mitt.
$5 says he forgets why he went in there in the first place.
Get the chair. Get the chair.
Oh. Wow. No, I always forget how important breathing is till I stop doing it.
Cody, are you okay?
Yeah. In fact, it's a miracle. My double vision's gone. This is gonna make it a lot easier to get through doorways.
All right, let's go.
See you later, boys.
Oh, no, the ringing's back in my head. Hey, would you guys mind stopping at the bowling alley on the way to the park?
Hello. Oh, hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, fine. How's Dana doing?
Oh, fine. She'll probably be back to normal in another 24 hours.
Oh, that's good. How are you doing? Is she driving you crazy?
Not at all. It's a piece of cake.
Frank!
Shut up! I'm on the phone!
How are things in Chicago?
Well, it's just so glamorous and exciting. Yeah, I'm just afraid Karen's gonna get all caught up in it.
Oh, come on, honey. Relax. Listen, it's almost lunchtime. You take her out for a burger and some fries, and you're going to find out she's the same hometown girl she's always been.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Mother.
Just a minute, Frank.
Mother, guess what? The girls invited me to have lunch with them. Do you know that by the time Zoshka was my age, she was living in her own apartment in Paris? Oh, I love being a model. Ciao.
With your new friends.
Oh, it was so cool. The waiter thought I was older, and so he asked if I wanted wine with my lunch.
That is cool. What'd you say?
Said, I don't drink wine. Just bring me a couple of vodka stingers.
You're making a joke, right? Right? Right?
Mother, lighten up. I had a diet soda. Jeffrey, which suit do you want to see on Karen?
Let's see.
No, I would definitely go with the one piece.
Oh, you would you? And why might that be, Mother Carol?
Well, seeing as how Karen is only 15, I think the one piece is so much more, and the two pieces is so much less.
Mother, you're starting again.
Well, he asked my opinion.
Yes, I did, and tomorrow I'm having my head examined. Nevertheless, we'll go with the one piece. Now, Marie, I want to try something different with Karen's hair. Can you sit the chair for me, darling? Great. Thank you. What I'd like to do is pull it all up to one side and give her a really sexy look.
Oh, I like it.
I feel a tapping. I wonder, who might that be? It's Mother Carol. What is it, my love?
Well, I don't know if Karen told you, but I am a hairdresser. Hair is my life.
Mom?
Anyway, I was thinking, seeing as how Karen is only 15 years old, perhaps, you know, I could put her hair in a sweet little French braid, you know, for that innocent schoolgirl look. Would you like that?
Mother, stop it! This is the most important day of my life, and you're embarrassing me.
Maybe I'll just go sit over there in that special mother's section.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for holding down the fort. How's it going?
Not good. JT's sick, and now my white cell count is way up. And when I get the flu, I'm puking every 20 minutes.
You hang in there, JT. I'll get you some knee pads, okay, bud?
Oh, Cody, have you seen JT?
He's in there tossing his cookies. He's doing the Technicolor yawn. Driving the porcelain bus. He's calling Ralph. off on the big white phone.
I get the picture, Cody.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I tell you, Uncle Frank, it's a regular hurl fest around here.
JT, you don't look so good.
You should see the bathroom.
Dad!
Dad! Oh, Nell, are you sick too?
Of course. I share a room with her. The family that bunks together blows chunks together.
She's really turning into quite a little lady, isn't she, Frank?
I'm so sick.
Oh, Mark. Hey, listen, you don't feel like you have to throw up, do you?
Not for another 18 minutes and 43 seconds. Daddy, what? I don't feel so good.
Okay, here, sit down.
18
right
minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
29. 28.
Okay! Now, I know everyone is sick, but I have the situation under control. Now, just sit tight. I'll be right back. Hello, Mom.
That's super. Oh, lovely. That's great, great. Cindy, look at Karen. Now, Karen, look at Cindy. Great, great. I love it. Okay, let's take five.
You are so lucky. You get to do this all the time.
It's okay.
Okay? This is my dream to be a model. Well, you get to travel and be on your own, meet interesting people. Isn't this your dream job?
Karen, how old are you?
She's 15.
You know, when I was 15, modeling was my dream too. But now I'm getting a little tired of traveling. And being on my own it just feels kind of lonely.
But isn't it exciting going to Paris and London and Rome?
Not when you do it in 3 days and you don't even know what city you're in when you wake up.
Modeling isn't your dream anymore, then what is?
To be your age again. To go to high school with my friends, have my boyfriend want to take me to the movies instead of back to his hotel room, and have my biggest problem be an overprotective mother. Karen, I know it doesn't seem like it when you're 15, but when you have a mother who bugs you, it means you have a mother who cares. And that's a pretty terrific thing.
Cindy, would you excuse me?
Sure.
Hi.
I haven't said a word. I'm just sitting here quietly in the mother's section.
I know, Mom. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. And I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Don't worry about it. I know you're just being a mom.
Well, that's me.
Look, I don't like it when you bug me. But I love that you care about me.
I always care about you.
I know you do. I know you try really hard to watch out for me and make sure I'm okay. And I guess what I'm trying to say is thanks for being a humongous pain in the butt.
I try.